Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, listeners. I'm Joyce Kyle, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to bring this show to you each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are so pleased to have you join us because our mission with this show is to make sure that our unsung heroes, our individuals that are working in the trenches to promote, educate, and advocate for different social causes, we want to make sure that their voices are being heard. And so this gives us an opportunity to be able to do that in an unfiltered way. So thank you again for joining us. And if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to educate, advocate, and provide tangible resources for individuals who are affected by domestic violence. And another neat and wonderful thing about this show is that we don't just focus solely on domestic violence. We do discuss social issues on all platforms. So if your social issue has something to do with domestic violence, sexual assault, if it's child molestation, if it's poverty, homelessness, reproductive justice, economic empowerment, any of those issues, we welcome you to come to our show, be able to express what you're doing and how we can best benefit you. We have had individuals from all walks of life, from the very famous to those whose names may not be as well known, but the commonality with everyone has been our ability to be able to share tangible resources and not just share stories. We share survival tips. We share means of being able to transition from victim to victorious in whatever situation you may be in. So we want you to leave here each and every week knowing that there is hope, there is help, there is healing, there is opportunities to connect, to collaborate, and to move forward in your lives. So thank you so much for tuning in. And this week is actually a continuation of our show from last week, where we actually highlighted those individuals who have been on our show previously and continue to do good work. And I just wanted to take a little time out to give them a special shout out and let you know that even though they are past guests, the information is not dated information. So even if a particular event that they may have been hosting or have been a part of, that day may have passed, but the work that they continue to do is just that. It's ongoing. So I want you to get connected to these men and women who are doing the work. Find out how you can assist them and, in turn, how they can help you as well. They can assist you. So please, please, please go back and listen to the replays and get connected with these men and women. This show is only as good as it's being spread out to individuals. So we can have the information here, but if we keep it to ourselves, i.e., if you don't share it, then the word is not getting out, and there are so many individuals who can benefit from what's being shared. And I know that to be true because of the ones who have come back to me later and shared that they got something from a particular episode, or that they wanted to learn more about a particular organization. So I am just over the moon excited with the opportunities and the endless possibilities that have taken place and continue to do so on this show. So again, for those of you who are just hopping on, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, where our mission is to educate, advocate, and provide tangible resources for individuals affected by domestic violence. Boots on the Ground's mission is to ensure that the information is going forward to those in need, no matter what social issue they may be involved with or encounter or dealing with. So let's pick up from where we left off last week. And I shared a little bit about C. Denise Richardson as we were ending the show, if I remember correctly. I wanted to make sure, and she's been on our show twice and is a loyal, faithful listener and supporter. I appreciate her so very much for that. I was part of her Mountain Movers Conference last year. I wanted to make sure to give her a shout out and let you know that the second annual Mountain Movers Conference is taking place September 23rd and 24th. So connect with, see Denise Richardson on Facebook, find out more about that conference. I know Cheryl Piggies is another one who has continued to support us. She has from day one. She's an avid listener and sharer as well. Please make sure that you connect with her. Her Sister Girl Brunch is taking place on October 1st, and I can only tell you that if you don't hurry up and buy tickets, if it's not already sold out, then you will be disappointed. The last one that she had, which was in March, people were trying to get in, and there were no tickets because tickets are not sold at the door. So get in early. Contact Sister Girl. She is on Facebook, and that's SISTAGIRL. Wanted to make sure I got those out because those two have just continued to support, continue to share as they do with so many of us in the community. So I can't say it's all just me. They do it with everyone. So I just wanted to say thank you and make sure that that got out. Let me move forward to some of the individuals that we have had on the show that I did not get a chance to shout out last week, beginning with Candy Eduardo, who is the executive director of Finding Faith Within. She's actually in Carrollton, Texas, and her organization is empowering. She really is candid about making sure that people understand how to balance time for family and advocacy. She is a survivor of abuse. She's compiled an anthology. She has a lot of talents and skills. I am just going to strongly encourage you, please make sure that you reach out to Candy Eduardo, the executive director of Finding Faith Within. She's in Carrollton, Texas. I want to also make sure that I skip ahead and shout out to Mashandi Wright Brown. She is a D.C. girl. Love her to pieces. She has a book called No More Secrets, How to Discuss Molestation with Your Children. This is such a timely and necessary conversation, and I share with you some other individuals that we had on the show last week who continue to work in that particular field as well. Latroska Williams and Afia Frie, they have shared intimately as well as with their organization. Please make sure that you reach out to Mashandi Wright Brown. Her book, again, is called No More Secrets, How to Discuss Molestation with Your Children. She is a D.C. native. She has many, many facets to her, but I want to make sure that I emphasize that book because it gives a very comprehensive look at what to do, what to say, and more importantly, what not to say and what not to do when it comes to molestation and our children. She also has an organization called Don't Touch Me. So please be sure to reach out to her if that is an area of interest to you. We need all the soldiers we can get. LaTracy Copeland Hughes, she has an event each year called Igniting the Fire. It's a conference that's designed to ignite your passion, purpose, and prosperity in ministry, business, and life. So please, if you have an opportunity, she's actually in Mississippi. So please, if that's an interest to you and you're looking at attending a conference that's going to jumpstart where you are with your passion, purpose, and prosperity in business, ministry, and in your life, and you're just looking for someone to give you that boost and that kickstart, no better person than LaTracy Copeland Hughes to do that for you. So reach out to her. She is on Facebook. Also, many people are not aware of PTSD in terms of how it affects individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. When we think of PTSD, we normally think of war veterans, and we've never taken into account that a lot of those same triggers, those same symptoms, those same signs are the same ones that share a commonality with those who have been victimized, whether it was sexual abuse or domestic violence and the like. So the Athena Project here in Memphis, Tennessee, which is directed by Dr. Gail Beck, is an awesome, awesome program to get connected to. So if you or someone you know may possibly be affected by domestic violence and you think that PTSD is something that you may be dealing with, or you're just kind of concerned, confused, or wondering and would like more information on the subject to see if you do actually suffer from that, then reach out to Dr. Gail Beck. She's with the Athena Project right here in Memphis, Tennessee, and her services, the services of the Athena Project, are absolutely free. So do not worry about the cost. You will be able to get guidance and direction and insights and not have to worry about cost. You know, the insurance is very important for a lot of people. Make sure you take advantage of this. And again, if it's you or if it's someone that you know that PTSD is real. Know that there are services available and that they are of no cost. One of the individuals that we've had on the show that I enjoy getting to know over the years is Kevin Fisk. Now, Kevin is a supervisor for pretrial services with Shelby County government. He's also a minister, an actor. He's a former boxer, which was an amazing fact that we did not know. But he is also a survivor of domestic violence. And I wanted to put the emphasis on that because so oftentimes we still look at domestic violence survivors being strictly women or teens, and we don't give as much attention to the fact that a lot of men are abused as well. And a lot of that comes from the stigmas that are placed on men and admitting that they have been abused, and society as a whole just not understanding the different types of abuse. So if you don't understand the different types, then it's easy to understand why you wouldn't understand that a man could be abused. So I appreciated his transparency and sharing his experiences with that, and the fact that he uses his voice to share his story with others and to help others to heal. That is very, very, very key. So keep in mind, listeners, that men can be and often are victims of abuse as well. And we had the privilege and the pleasure of having Sharon Brooks and Joyce Smith on the show. And they actually came on the show together. They were hosting an event together on behalf of Joyce's organization, which is the Helping Hand Assist Relief Program. Now, Sharon Brooks owns the Sharon Brooks Agency, and she is known as the marketing guru. So if you're here in Memphis, Tennessee, then you are likely in the know of who Sharon Brooks is, either by her name or just the marketing guru, which is how I heard of her even before learning what her name is. But Joyce's organization, Helping Hand Assist Relief Program, now hers is a nonprofit organization designed to help low-income working poor families with funeral assistance when there is no life insurance available. That is very important work because, as we know, so many times these different adversities that individuals go through end in death. That is a true fact of life. And when that happens, especially depending on the age, a lot of people don't take getting life insurance as seriously, or they can't afford it. Or because we're young, we feel that we have plenty of time to get insurance. We don't know what the future holds for us. And so having that insurance is important. But if you don't have it, and if some unfortunate circumstance takes place and you find yourself having to bury a loved one, those funeral expenses can become extremely costly. So her organization really helps those individuals when there is no life insurance available. And as I said, Sharon Brooks' organization, her business is called the Sharon Brooks Association. Excuse me. So just keep that in mind, the Sharon Brooks Agency. Please forgive me. Sharon Brooks Agency. And she is a very accomplished PR and marketing firm, and she has an impressive roster of clients and events under her belt. And so at that particular time, Sharon Brooks Agency was working with Joyce, and they're putting together a program, and I know that they have a great relationship even after the show was over. So get in touch with those ladies. Also want to point out that Sharon has a company called Ladies of Armor where they teach gun training, gun control, and you can get certified to become certified in owning a gun and being able to have that permit. So we want you to practice safety and self-protection if that's what you want to do, but we want to make sure that you're doing it the right way. Now, Raquel Sain was on our show about this time last year. She was one of our first guests. She's the executive director of Voices of Women Organizing Project out of New York City. It is a nonprofit organization. It has a lot of different facets to it. I think the thing that I was most impressed with is that there is so much involvement from survivors of abuse. So they receive a lot of input from survivors with the different programs that they offer. They do a lot with policy. So you will see them, not just hear them. And her background specifically is with program development, organizational management, strategic planning, and resource development. So you know what you're getting when you get involved with the Voices of Women Organizing Project. That is what they do, and they do it well. They've done it very successfully. They make sure that the voices of victims and survivors of abuse are being heard by legislators, by local and city government. They are very, very adamant about making sure that rights are being upheld for victims and survivors of abuse. And you can look for Walking Into a New Life to be doing a lot more implementation when it comes to policy. That is one of the things that we are really being more adamant about and more vocal about. So she has just been a wealth of knowledge, and that organization has been a great inspiration. So I encourage you, if you are interested in learning more about Voices of Women Organizing Project and what they do there, and you're especially if you're in the New York City area, please reach out to them. Find out more about their services and how you can get involved. Asia Razon was another one of our very lively, energetic, and engaging guests on the show. She is known as the ever-clever Asia Razon. She is a media personality. She's a voiceover personality, community activist, womanist, author, spoken word. I mean, she just does it all. She is truly what we call a Renaissance woman, and she's also a survivor, and she's very open and transparent about what she does, who she is, and I would encourage you, if you're interested in a career that is involving anything to do with media and wanting to have that outlet and that voice, then connect with Asia Razon. She is on Facebook. In fact, let me just put this disclaimer out there. All of these guests can be found on Facebook, if you're a social media person, or just Google them. And, of course, we will have their information on our Facebook pages, on our Boots on the Ground page. We'll have it on the website. So lots of ways to connect. And as I mentioned last week, please make sure that you go and listen to these replays. Get the information that you need so that you can move forward, move ahead, become empowered, become educated, get inspired, find ways to connect and help other individuals to succeed as well. So, again, I just want to encourage you to continue to share our message, continue to share this program, because we can be here every single week. But if it's not being shared, then it's just information that's just being bottled up when it could be distributed and helping someone in need. Last person I want to mention before we venture off into another topic that I want to discuss is with Tanya Stafford. Tanya Stafford is the executive director of It's Going to Be Okay, and I'd like to read their mission to you, which is to provide restoration and direct service and programs to victims of human trafficking and or forced prostitution. And I mentioned last week we had Kelly Alsobrook, who is here from Memphis, to talk about human trafficking and her experiences. And so Tanya is in that same arena. Human trafficking is among the top five of heinous crimes that are listed. I mean, it's right up there with gun violence and drug trafficking. So for those of you who may not know as much about human trafficking, learning the signs and how to best assist, I would suggest please reach out to Kelly Offerbrook. Please reach out to Tanya Stafford. Again, her organization is called It's Going to Be Okay. So I wanted to just, again, highlight those individuals, say thank you for your service and your dedication, for continuing to do the work. I know sometimes it gets difficult. Sometimes it gets frustrating. Funding is sometimes non-existent, and yet we all find creative ways to keep going, to keep persevering, to keep getting the word out there. So on behalf of Walking Into a New Life and me personally, I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I wanted to transition just for a moment because we're getting down to our last few minutes of the show, and I wanted to make sure that I addressed a couple of points for us. Now, Walking Into a New Life is transitioning over into some other areas, one of which I just mentioned, which is policy. We're really adamant about wanting to make sure that victims and survivors of abuse are being heard in the right light as it relates to Memphis, Tennessee, and surrounding areas. And our hope is that we can take some of our local initiatives and be able to get the word out, have our needs met, and transition and continue to move up the ladder from local to state to national and be able to merge all of our efforts, because I believe if a collective effort is made, then changes can be made, but it starts with using your voice. So we encourage you, if you have problems and concerns that you're seeing in your community, whether you're in Memphis or not, please reach out to us. Our email address is info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. And, of course, we're on social media, so if you're on any social media platforms, the major ones, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, any of those, we're here under Walking Into a New Life, under Boots on the Ground. We're here. We're eager to help. We're advocating for change for our victims, for our survivors, and helping them transition from a place of victim to victorious. The last point I wanted to bring up as we get into our last few minutes of the show is to talk about teens and domestic violence. Now, February is actually known as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. But I am of the belief that in order to be effective, we have to talk about issues year-round, because those issues come up year-round. I'm going to be part of a panel discussion in October that's going to be hosted with Beautiful Spirited Women here in Memphis, and there's five or six of us that are going to be on that panel. And they basically work with teens. So I'm extremely happy that that's being discussed in October, so that by the time we get to February, when it's Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, perhaps that collectively we have given our teens some information and some useful tools that they can carry with them in the weeks and months ahead. What I want to ask the listeners to do is, if you have young people that you work with, if you come in contact with them in any capacity, and start at home. Charity begins at home and you know, goes abroad. I want you to really spend some time with your teens and talk to them about what domestic violence is, the causes, where to get help. There are places that offer help. There are places that offer support. And if this is not something that you do and that you're not sure where to get the information from, then please contact Walking Into a New Life so that we can get that to you. Now, this particular event is taking place in October here in Memphis. And I personally host an event October, the first Thursday in October. I always host a girls' night out on domestic violence, and it's specifically for teen girls and for women. And I thank the library so much, the Whitehaven Public Library, so much for asking me to do this, and I'm actually going into my fifth year with hosting that particular event. So if you're in Memphis and you're available from 5 until 6 p.m. on October the 6th, then we would love to have you join us. But if you can't come, and if you can't make it to the event on the 22nd, which is what Beautiful Spirited Women's event date is going to be, please, 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 I beg you, please reach out to me and let me get some information to you. It is my belief that if we reach our young people while they are young, that we can give them the tools and the resources that they need to make more informed decisions, and that they won't find themselves in bad relationships in their teens, in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, and not understanding who they are or why they are accepting and allowing certain things to happen in their lives. So I'm, again, just going to encourage you to please talk to your teens, get them connected and involved in some activities that are positive, that are fun, that are engaging, and be honest with them about domestic violence. And if you have domestic violence issues going on in your home and you find that you are in need of help and support, please call 911 if you're in immediate danger. Reach out to us at 901-466-6182. Again, it's 901-466-6182. One of the other things that Walking Into a New Life provides is resources, in that we share with you who we're connected with. For instance, one of our long-running community partners is with the Family Safety Center, which is a one-stop shop organization with wraparound services centered around domestic violence, and men as well as women are able to go there. Another organization that we work with and have had long-standing relationship with is the Circle of Inspiration, which is a support group for survivors of abuse. So those, and those are free. And we have a myriad of other services that we can connect you to. So please don't think that if you are going through some sort of adversity that you are alone and that services are not available. If you're dealing with homelessness, if you're dealing with poverty, if you're dealing with cancer, whatever your adversity may be, there is a service available for you. If reproductive justice is an issue for you, you're contemplating abortion and you have questions about that, if you have questions about child molestation and rape and where you need to go for services for that and counseling and hope, that's what we offer. And as I said at the top of the show, yes, we do focus on sharing stories because that is relevant to what we do. But we don't stop there. Start with the story, but we end with solutions and survival. Because in order to transition, you can't just stop with the story. There's more to your life, and there's so much more that can be offered. There's a life to be lived and to not just merely exist. And that's why I wanted to focus on our teens tonight. Our young men and our young women need to be connected to mentors, male mentors as well as female mentors. So if you're a man who is looking for an opportunity to serve in some way, this is a perfect way to get involved in a young man's life and teach them about what it means to be a gentleman, how to behave himself and conduct himself, so that our young ladies and our young men will know how to stand together. We will be partnering with other organizations that are working with men as well, and we will have a program coming up which will honor those men in our community in November. So as I wrap up tonight's show, I want to say thank you for tuning in, as so many of you have done each and every Monday. We ask that you continue to share the show, continue to spread the word, take these resources and use them accordingly, and walk forward in purpose and prosperity. I end my show the way in which I began. My name is Joyce Kyle. I'm the executive director of Walking Into a New Life, and this has been a broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.